My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, we had a wild one last night over at Progressive. Guardians getting out to that lead after the bomb in the fourth, adding more on in the fifth. However, that seventh inning was a struggle. And that, I think, is where Ken Carmen was starting to get a little nervous. You know me, never in doubt with my Gardos. Four runs there by the Cubs to make this a nip and tuck.
And see, this is it's impossible to talk Guardians baseball now with you.
Why is that?
Because all he has to do is say everything's great and everything's hunky-dory, and then there's no conversation. Everything's fine. Everything's fine, Guardians. Well, everything's fine. Everything's just fine. Everything's fine. They gave up five runs. They gave up a five-run lead. Everything's fine.
I would have rather given up less. I'll admit.
What type of conversation is that? What type of statement was that?
I like that they finished up.
I would have rather them given up
more runs than they gave up. I think that's the important thing. They gave up eight, but they scored nine. They have 70 wins on the year. Stephen Vogt talked about giving up that lead, but staying resilient.
We're proving to ourselves we can win a number of different ways. And one of the first times all year we've been punched back like that late in the game. And for our guys to respond and put runs up late, that's huge.
Showing that they can do it any which way, Kenny. And that is why I have such confidence in this team.
Great.
So you clearly don't have the same type of confidence that me and my buddy Vogt have.
I said great. I didn't say I didn't have confidence in the team. You ascribed that to me. I did not. Great. It's just impossible. I might as well be talking Guardians with a brick wall. This is dumb.
Another long ball from Stephen Kwan.
Stephen Kwan's a great player.
Hell yeah, he is.
Don't be cussing.
I do have my concern. Lane Thomas.
You do?
It has not been pretty.
That's easy.
I'm very worried about Lane Thomas.
That's as easy as it gets. They acquired Lane Thomas, and he hasn't been very good.
But how many guys had...
What a safe comment.
How many guys have they had batting second this year?
I don't know, Lama. You tell me. You're a big baseball
43?
Guy.
43? Four or five, yeah.
It seems like they've had... So many different combinations. And so they get through it. Like, he is struggling. It's really bad. 0 for last night. He has not endeared himself to the fans, who, especially those that wanted way more at the deadline. But at the same time, like, they always seem to work their way through it this year.
Just angry with you right now. Not angry with the Guardians. Just angry with you.
Thrilled with the Guardians.
I'm documenting all these games. Well, it's not that I'm not thrilled with them. I actually, on my way home, so I checked the score last night as I was at football practice. And they're up 8-3. I'm like, man. And I'm driving home. I swear to God, it's a three-minute drive from the field to my house. And I'm going, this team, man. They lose seven in a row. People are freaking out. And here they are again. Going to be three in a row, beating the Cubbies. Great. Get home, shower, 8-7. And I'm going, man, here we go. And so that's frustrating when you're just like, everything's hunky-dory. They still won. I don't want them to lose. I'm just hanging on every single pitch. And it's because I'm hanging on every single pitch and some people drop in, I'm the one who's supposed to be negative about it when I'm not.
Well, let me ask you. So I have wondered, and it's been like a month we've been talking about watching these games like they're Browns games. But the problem is if the Browns get a win, because the schedule is so short, every win is truly life or death.
Yeah.
We don't pick apart the wins in the same way that I feel like you're picking apart the Guardians' wins. Like, we wouldn't say, man, Deshaun Watson had a rough stretch in that second quarter.
Because I've paid
attention
to him.
Doesn't that worry you, Anthony?
Because I've watched more pitches of Guardians baseball than I have in the last couple of years. That means now I'm starting to figure out, or I'm trying to figure out in the back of my mind, what they're going to do in September and October. So as I figure that out, because again, we're only 3.5 games up in the division. I cannot stress that enough. We're only 3 games up in the division. Because of that, I have to try to foresee the future here. Because, yeah, 70-49 looks really good. 70-49 would look really good if the second-place team was 55-46.
So it's just the fact that the Twins are not going away.
The Twins aren't really going away. And neither are the Royals. I know they're 5 back, but you know they're still 19 games up on 500. They're still doing okay.
Were we rooting for the Royals? Mitch, you're up on this stuff. You're up on... You know, the permutations. And Owen, you're Mr. Strength of Schedule czar. I mean, you've been that throughout the year.
Right now, the Cleveland Guardians have the 7th toughest strength of schedule
remaining. So it gets easier. Every day feels like it's getting a little easier. Were we rooting for the Kansas City Royals in this series or the Twins? I did have some chatter on one of my threads. The one thread that wasn't hijacked by another Cleveland news story yesterday. Go ahead, Mitch.
I think you want to go with Twins because that essentially knocks Kansas City further back in the race, especially because you have the Royals coming into town in a couple of weeks.
But only if you win.
Only if you win. Yeah.
You got a Royals hat?
I own a Bo Jackson throwback jersey.
Okay.
Oh, now he's going to try to claim Bo Jackson as his favorite football player ever. Right. Either way.
7:45.
We're getting closer. The Cleveland Browns with their dual scrimmage this week against the Minnesota Vikings.
Starting Wednesday.
But
we got a date Wednesday, baby.
We were wondering if we'd get some intel on when we would ever see Deshaun Watson as the starting quarterback of the Browns again. Mary Kay asked the question to Kevin Stefanski. We've all been wondering.
Can you share if you will play Deshaun in that third and final?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yep.
We will see him against the Seattle Seahawks.
Sounded like the crowd was cheering when he said that, too. It's good.
In the distance. So, Kenny, I know we're going to talk about this a little bit later on. Most people I've talked to this year, it's been different in different seasons. Most people I've talked to, they wanted to see him at some point in the preseason.
Yeah, I want
to see
him.
And they were very excited to hear that yesterday.
I want to see him at some point in the preseason. I'll tell you why coming up at 6:40 on the Fan.
Now, maybe, depending on how you feel about how tenuous their offensive line depth is, they sprung into action. Or had to spring into action because Whipler got injured. Is he out for the year, by the way, that ankle?
I would imagine the bulk of the series, bulk of the year.
Sunday, Stefanski talked he would not confirm out for the year, but he did confirm surgery and would not put a timetable on
it. So obviously, they were really quick getting their work in. I'll get your comment, Kenny, in a second on that offensive line and their depth right now at this stage of camp. But Stefanski really was pleased with Andrew Berry doing what he had to do immediately.
Andrew worked pretty quickly on that one and get a guy in here that, as coaches, we know well. Obviously, his teammates know him well, and we'll get him up to speed on some of the new things.
Talking, of course, about Nick Harris, who they had a very versatile role for him. I think a lot of the old school football people like Kenny,
they liked
sitting
him
across from me, loved when Nick Harris would come into the game.
The fullback, Nick Harris?
They certainly liked him. Obviously, if they're willing to put him out there and have him play fullback, so he's clearly a good athlete. And then they can use him. See, what this is going to do when they bring in Nick Harris is this probably takes care of two different positions for them. This helps them out with some depth at the corner or the center position if they want. And also they got, what, Giovanni Ricci, who is playing their technically their fullback spot. I know he's listed as a tight end if you go to like our lads or something, but he's a fullback in a lot of ways. So that probably takes care of that position too. So you kind of get two birds stoned at once. If you have Nick Harris as your backup center, and then you have Ethan Posick as your starter, you hope Ethan Posick don't go down, because then you can continue to use Nick Harris. But if Ethan Posick were to go down, well, then yeah, you would probably have to go out and sign some sort of a fullback, which, you know, maybe that was going to be the case anyway because Nick Harris would play center. So hopefully that doesn't happen, and you can use Nick Harris in a dual role.
Still confident in this offensive line? Like, I heard Ross Tucker.
I'm not sure.
Last week, call into the afternoon show, and he's like, "Oh, they still have one of the best, if not the best, offensive line.
They still have the ingredients for a really good offensive line. I'm just still not sure. They didn't do anything. I saw Wyatt Teller and Ethan Posick play in the preseason game against the Packers, and obviously they didn't do anything that I would feel that was terrible. James Hudson didn't do anything that I feel that was terrible. As a swing tackle, I think they're trying to get him to fill that Chris Hubbard spot as a guy who's like, all right, we got to plug him and play him, and then we can use him in extra tight end roles, things like that. Zach Zinter, you know, the one penalty that negated the touchdown, he's new. They'll figure that out. And DeJuan Jones was still fantastic, so no big issue there.
All right, that's it for About Last Night.
Outstanding.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.